Today's show is brought to you by Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak may be gone, but idiot contestants...
Lolita!
Oh, self potato?
...will live forever.
Just want to confirm, you did say self potato?
Okay. KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Today is Juneteenth.
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 Juneteenth is a uniquely African-American holiday.
Juneteenth is a celebration of when all the slaves were actually freed.
Oh, happy Juneteenth!
We'll do anything for Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. I'm so happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa. There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
I said Radio 434.
And she will. You can get our podcast on Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can also find it. Just search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com, and just click on the Mike Show channel. And you'll find it that way, too. There's a link to it right on that channel. All right. Coming up on today's program, since we were off for Father's Day weekend, we took an impromptu beach trip. So we were down there, and we just drove back yesterday. Had a great Blues Day Tuesday at Three Roads last night. That was incredible. Ashley Sutton, you're not going to – if you missed him last night, you're going to want to check him out on July 2nd at Three Roads. He's going to be back for another Blues Day Tuesday. And we also have more special guests in the works for that particular show. But since we were off Monday and Tuesday, we have Cammy, who is typically on Mondays. We have her booked today. Okay, let's check them off. We have Cammy booked today for 9:30. We have Cher Greater Lynchburg. Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Cher Greater Lynchburg at 9. And we have Tulane Patterson is going to be joining us from the Kiwanis. They've got their Shrimp Fest this year, and we're going to tell you all about that. All coming up. Check that off. Okay, so around 9:45, 10 o'clock or so, if you're listening to us live or watching us live, that's when you'll catch those segments. If you're watching us on demand or listening to us on demand, it really doesn't much matter now, does it? We're just going to present guests as we feel fit, okay? As we see fit. Yeah, we're at our leisure. At our leisure, we're gonna bring the guests in. All right, also on the way, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. We've got the good news story as well. So people are talking about how they won the quote-unquote genetic lottery. Okay, so we're going to talk about this We're going to talk about what it means, what they mean about winning the genetic lottery. And then our top list, top reasons nobody will ever accuse you of hitting the genetic lottery. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Cheese. You know it's a great source of protein and calcium.
Cheese.
But it's also high in saturated fat and salt.
Cheese.
Which means eating too much could lead to high cholesterol.
Cheese.
And increase your risk of cardiovascular disease.
Cheese.
But a new study out says happy people live longer.
Cheese.
Guess what? We're all gonna die anyways.
Cheese.
So do you want to be healthy, depressed, and neurotic?
Cheese.
Or be happy, enjoy a nice Gouda, and a long life?
Cheese.
Yeah, yummy cheese. That's the Mike Show. Hi there. All right. So we're talking about the genetic lottery, okay? And somebody recently asked, people who have won the genetic lottery, what qualities do you have? All right. And there's countless ways someone could win the genetic lottery, and yet the odds seem to be about as good as they get, about as good as the real lottery. But anyway, it didn't take long for lucky winners to come forward and share these traits, okay? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Somebody joked, big, luscious breasts. Unfortunately, I'm a man. somebody said that they don't sunburn. They added that they still take sun protection seriously, but not burning doesn't mean you can't get skin cancer, by the way. Somebody also said, these are genetic lottery winners. I don't know what that means entirely, but somebody said that they can actually lick their elbow, which is really only winning if you, and an ability to lick your elbow is, you know, regular, right? Anyway, a woman said she doesn't grow any leg hair. This guy said their beard is magnificent. Somebody said they can read really fast, so they can process lines at a glance rather than going word by word. Okay. Somebody else said they're not allergic to mosquitoes, so while they can get bit, they're basically unaffected and they don't get itchy. I don't want to jinx myself, but Tab, Tab, yeah, Tab and Maddie, both are mosquito magnets. And not only are they mosquito magnets, but when they get bit, oh man, they get these big, huge welts, and it just looks painful. Me, I get bit every once in a while. I get a tiny little bump, and it goes away if I get bit at all. I don't know what it is. Someone else said that no one in their family has gone bald. Okay. Oh, wait. sorry, I was wrong. Somebody said their teeth are nearly perfect naturally. Somebody else said they have better than 20/20 vision. This person said they have a magic sleep button. I don't know what that exactly means. Where's my thing? The other thing.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, the magic sleep button. So they lay down, they fall asleep immediately. They never have to count sheep. They don't struggle waking up. So there, I guess those are some examples of winning the genetic lottery. You know, other things, perfect hair, you know, perfect eyes, perfect symmetry. I don't know. Well, anyway, so that brings us to our top list. People online sharing how they won the genetic lottery. Sadly, you can't join them. Find out why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons nobody will ever accuse you of hitting the genetic lottery. All right, here we go. Number one. For you, every mirror is a funhouse mirror. People say you look like Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. Top reasons nobody will ever accuse you of hitting the genetic lottery. Your residence is listed as under a bridge. Know that phrase, a face only a mother could love? Your mom doesn't. When you greet trick-or-treaters with, what scary monster are you? They respond, you. Top reasons you'll never be accused of hitting the genetic lottery. Your nickname is the GOAT, minus the acronym. When you enter Sephora, employees say, uncle. Your DNA test came back 18% raccoon. Top reasons that nobody will ever accuse you of hitting the genetic lottery. People compare your mustache to Tom Selleck, which isn't what you're going for, you know, as a woman. Top reasons you will never be accused of hitting the genetic lottery. You won the last season of So You Think You Can Be a Gargoyle. And top reasons you'll never be accused of hitting the genetic lottery. You work in radio. There you go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Martini Day. And apparently, as Justin Timberlake knows it, Wednesday. Yes, Justin Timberlake was charged with drunk driving. I would have given him a ride, said Uber driver Joey Fatone. The U.S. stopped inspecting avocados in Mexico due to security concerns. So if you find a foreign object in your guacamole, and it's not from Trader Joe's, now you know why. And Kevin Costner is getting his own line of coffee. It's got enough caffeine to keep you awake while you're listening to Kevin Costner's voice. This is not headline news. Oh,
The Mike Show. I am so darned happy that you could join us on Wednesday, the first day back from our Father's Day vacation. That was really, really nice. So Tab. I said, yeah, Tab. She surprised me. with this impromptu beach trip, and now there was only so much surprise that she could do, but you know, she was like, well, hey, what do you have going on, you know, this weekend? And I said, well, you know, Saturday, I've got an event down in Farmville. And she goes, what about Sunday, Father's Day? And I said, nope, Father's Day, I'm totally good. How about Monday and Tuesday? Well, I mean, we do the show and we've got guests, and can you reschedule them? Sure, I guess I can reschedule them. Okay, well, I'm just going to come out and tell you. We're going to go to the beach. And I went, what did I say? I went, yeah. It was absolutely beautiful. We drove down early Sunday morning. We caught brunch. Didn't actually catch brunch. Somebody else caught brunch for us. And we had that at Waterman's Grill, which was just absolutely awesome. And then we spent the whole day at the beach on Monday. Literally the whole day at the beach on Monday. It was just great. And then Tab and I said Tab and I, Monday evening, we had an adult night, went around bar hopping and hit the clubs, and it was a lot of fun. So had a great time, but I actually feel really, really good about being back. And we were talking about this, weren't we talking about this, with Rob earlier, about when your body starts to feel like you're getting older, okay? And aging is different for everyone, but for a lot of people, it happens like this. You can get away with anything in your 20s. And even in my 30s and 40s, I still felt like I was in my 20s. Nothing started to go downhill until I was about 53. For me. Well, for a lot of people, you start realizing some things will never quite work the way it used to, around 45 to 50. It was 53 for me. But for 45, you suddenly feel like you're my age, 57. Well, a new study has found that the average American over 45 feels 12 years older than their actual age. The biggest reason for that is joint pain. Other common complaints include general body aches, getting tired easily, feeling less active. Knee pain is also a big one. And the notion that feeling older than you are never really goes away? Well, the average Gen Xer feels 10 years older. Boomers feel 14 years older. And the silent generation feels 12 years older than they actually are. I started noticing it like when I turned about 53, and that was when things started to go downhill. I'm just complaining, I guess. Do you want a secret to living longer? We actually played the parody commercial before Top List. Most of the secrets to living a long life are not fun. Eating healthy, exercising, and somehow avoiding stress. Also the lack of sleep. So this is different. What if the secret was...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No. What if the secret was eating more cheese? So there's a new study out of China.
Hello.
There they are. That says that the single most important contributor to healthy aging and longevity is mental well-being. There's also a strong connection to cheese consumption. Now, before you get too excited, there definitely isn't a direct connection between chowing down on Cheez-Its and the eternal life, okay? Here's their logic. Here's the logic. To live longer, you need a happy, mental well-being. And those who reported the most robust levels of mental health and stress resilience seem to eat more cheese and fruit. Now, I know this is a stretch. Sure. Will I use it as an excuse to order extra mozzarella? Yes, definitely. I will. All right. Coming up, we have, well, we've got facts. There are five of them. They're totally random, but they are totally factual. It's five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Arkansas is a landlocked state, but you can reach every state it borders by traveling south. That's six states. Missouri, Tennessee, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Okay. So every state by traveling south. Okay, I'm gonna put this graphic up. I ordinarily don't do deep dives in five random facts, but we're gonna on this one, because I want to explain. Explain, Lucy. Every state that borders Arkansas can be entered going south. Yes, even that one. Missouri. Huh. Huh. That's very interesting. Number two. The word crayfish isn't based on the word fish. It comes from the French word. Here, let's see if our pronouncify lady is around. How to pronounce? All right, is our pronouncify? No, our pronouncify lady isn't there. Dang it! All right, let's see. The next best one, I guess. Here we go. Everything's taking so long. Why does the system take so long? Here it is.
E crevice.
Okay. All right, I'll buy that. E crevice. number three, the Ernest character from the classic films like Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest in the Army, started as a character in TV commercials. The ad agency turned him into a movie character when he got popular, but they couldn't use him in nationwide ads because of exclusive local deals. I remember Ernest, he was farmed out to Gallagher's Dairy in Pennsylvania, and he was the pitch person for their brand of milk. Number four, there are no laws preventing the NBA, NFL, or any other sports league from rigging their games.
Huh? How is that possible?
And then number five, sunflowers are excellent for cleanup after nuclear accidents because they soak up radiation from the ground and the water. I said they soak up radiation from the ground and the water. Okay. All right. And those are your five random facts. It's
The
Mike Show. Here, play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
Random facts. Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Yeah, I had to think about it for a second.
That's right.
Because we were off for a little bit. And thank you so much, by the way, for rescheduling to today. Mm-hmm. It was nice to get away, but it's nice to come back. And then you're rushing around and kind of going crazy.
Good for you. I'm glad you got a break, Mike.
It was nice.
And happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. We headed down to the beach. It was very impromptu. And Tab basically surprised me as much as she could, but said, hey, I want to do something special for you, but you're probably going to have to reschedule some things.
Oh.
And I went, all right, yeah, I'm down. So we did that. So thank you so much again for rescheduling to today. Wednesday edition with Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi there.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Each and every Tuesday, well, today, Wednesday, Megan brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, today we have Anna Dodge with us, of course, who is our summer intern, who you'll be seeing writing these wonderful stories up for our Thursday newsletter. So Anna's with us today.
Okay.
She's a rising freshman at James Madison University, so we're excited to have her with us this summer.
Awesome.
And our guest today is Betty Bybee, who is with Blue Ridge Conservation, and she's here to talk about the efforts of Blue Ridge Conservation in our community and how you can get involved as a homeowner and in this community of how to help our pollinators and our insects in our community.
All right, so we're going to talk about Yes, the bees. We're going to talk about the bees because we want the bees. The bees are good. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about your organization.
Well, our organization started at a group of people in Lynchburg Garden Club and Hillside Garden Club read a book by Doug Talmy called Nature's Best Hope. And if you read that book, you will be changed in your thought process as to how we deal with nature and to garden with nature as opposed to spraying to get rid of nature. And so we decided as a group that we needed to inform the people in Lynchburg and the surrounding areas about this issue. So we formed Blue Ridge Conservation.
Very, very nice. One of the things that that I love these days with preservation and conservation and the pollinator gardens that are popping up everywhere, and especially downtown. We live downtown. So when I'm taking my youngest daughter for a walk and we're just, you know, we're just walking around, it's so nice to see all of these areas that are bee friendly, all of these areas that are pollinator friendly, and you know, little kids, they tend to get afraid of bees. And we're walking past one, and my daughter, you know, she's shying away. I said, "They're just working. They're not going to mess with you. Right. They're just working. Look at how beautiful it is." And now she's really into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
It's wonderful. And the city has done a great job of bringing in native plants, which is the number one thing that you need to do for this. And native plants are beautiful, and you don't have to add fertilizer to them. They're used to the soil that's around what we have here, this hard clay soil that we have. And it's a great thing.
Well, tell us what the average homeowner should do if they'd like to have more native plants or a pollinator garden. Where do you get started?
Well, it sounds simple, but it can be a challenge because nurseries don't necessarily carry native plants. But that's how to start.
Yeah.
Is to plant native plants. And you want to attract pollinators to your garden, and you want to keep them there. So you need to have plants all throughout the three growing seasons. Mm-hmm. At least two blooming plants in the spring, two in the summer, two in the fall. And it would be nice to have at least two native trees. Now, it's pretty nice in Virginia because dogwood is a native. Mm-hmm. The white dogwood that blooms in the early spring. Red bud is another one. Everybody loves that. Those are natives. If you want to plant one tree in your garden, an oak tree would be the best. That is just feeds so many pollinators and is the host tree to a lot of wonderful insects.
Okay. Do you have an upcoming event?
We do not have an upcoming event, but we are asking that you look at your garden space in your home and become to certify your garden through our website, BlueRidgeConservation.com. And essentially, it will walk you through the six-step process of creating a pollinator garden. And it's like I said, at least two native trees, the two plants in each season. You also need to supply water because, like humans, bees need water as well, and pollinators need water.
Absolutely. Betty, will you all come out and do a site visit to help with that?
We will answer your questions first of all, and if it's an issue, yes, we can come out and help you with it. A lot of people have a pollinator garden, they just don't know it because they don't know the plant material.
Right.
I highly recommend just taking a picture of the plant, and you can either send it to us, or excuse me, look at your an app on your phone to see what it, and they're very good nowadays.
Well, and I've noticed a trend with a lot of folks now. Rather than having a perfectly manicured green lawn that looks like something that's been put down on a football field, more and more homes are going with these gardens, and they're absolutely beautiful. I think that's number one. It's much better for the environment. Number two, it's less mowing for me.
Exactly. Exactly. And less maintenance. You don't have to water as much because it's a native plant. It's used to the environment that we're here. So it's a win-win situation. It's just kind of trying to change the mind of people that green grass with no weeds is a bad thing.
So what's your sign there?
So hey, this is
you brought props.
Yes, this is the sign that you, this cute little sign you can get for your garden if you certify your garden. And the other thing that I didn't mention is you need to promise that you will not use pesticides. And that's scary for people because we've been kind of trained that, okay, if there's a bug that we've got to spray it. But not all bugs are bad. And that's what we have to kind of get over. And the other thing you need to do is supply shelter for these pollinators. And it can be as fancy as a bee house. You can put a bee house. Or it could be as simple as just a bunch of sticks gathered up and put on the ground. I mean, for years and years and years, many for millennium, that they've been finding shelter on their own. It's just we've been cleaning it up in our gardens.
Well, this is all very, very fascinating, and I've really enjoyed this this discussion because I've seen this trend more and more now towards the pollinator gardens. I love what downtown has done. I love the bee scavenger hunt that you guys have, and it's just so cool. If you want to learn more, you can log on to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and look for Blue Ridge Conservation. It'll have all the links and all the information, even the links to the bees in the burg, educational scavenger hunt. It's so cool. I really, really love it. So, Megan, what's going on?
Well, we've promised that we had some exciting announcements coming up, and just last week, we the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation announced that our Century Fund recipient, our $100,000 annual grant, has been awarded to Roads to Recovery.
Wow!
And we're really thrilled about that. We're going to be having a press conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. on 5th Street at the facility, the Johnson Health, the old Johnson Health doctor's office is where they're revitalizing that for a treatment center. And the funds are going to help assist in completing that and buying some furnishings for the space and assisting in the launch of that. So we're going to be having the press conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. inside that space. So please come out. The public is welcome to come, the media, obviously, to formally give the big check of $100,000 over to Roads to Recovery.
Wow.
So we're thrilled with that announcement.
This is a one-time a year. Very, very transformative. And how many years now? How many recipients?
This was the fifth recipient, and it's been wonderful to follow along in the ways that those dollars have been put to use over the years at James River Association, Lynchburg Grows, Camp Kumbaya, and the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. So, really excited about that. We also announced, or actually announcing today, that our board approved the recommendation from the distribution committee to grant $575,000 to 79 local nonprofits.
Wow.
So each spring and fall, we grant the funds that are poured out of the endowed funds in our organization that we nurture, and out of that pours dollars that go back into the community. And so some are designated funds and some are undesignated, but $575,000 will be distributed after today.
Tremendous. So, and then talk briefly about the youth initiative that you have.
Yes, yes. We have the Youth Philanthropy Council, where actually Anna has been part of. So I don't, Anna, if, I don't know if you want to say anything about that, but we take nominations and applications from around the region for students to be part of a Youth Philanthropy Council during the school year. So Anna did it last year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You meet so many new people and you learn so much about like the grant process. And that's what really got me interested in nonprofits and what got me here today. So
And how many nonprofits did you do site visits for?
There were, I believe, 5 groups that did 2 site visits, so 10 nonprofits in total.
And then at the end of the cycle of site visits and evaluation and presentations, you grant 2 organizations, and so you all did a $10,000 and a $5,000. Who were the recipients?
I believe it was Roads to Recovery that was the $10,000 one, and then my organization that I had, Kids Haven, was the $5,000 one.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
That's tremendous, and it's such an important learning experience as well. That you get to learn that, you know, just the process of philanthropy, you get to learn. That's just tremendous.
Well, our goal at the foundation is that Share Greater Lynchburg is really a funnel or an aggregate for creating philanthropy, as young as children providing dog food to the Humane Society or a family starting a pollinator garden. And when you start to think about philanthropy in different ways as a community, then the youth are getting involved in the Youth Philanthropy Council, and then that just leads to understanding the benefit of a community foundation, where we're all working together to bring our resources together to create benefit for nonprofits and become legacy. You know, we're always looking for legacy families who want to get involved and be able to provide some of their legacy to the foundation, so that the community can benefit forever.
Yeah, it's never too early,
right,
to get started. And I know that your kids were involved with delivering Meals on Wheels.
Yes,
for the longest time. And it's never too early to get involved. So bring the kiddos out. There are plenty of volunteer opportunities as well. You can find them on Share Greater Lynchburg. If you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, 176 nonprofit organizations that are on the platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the platform yet, why? Get on it. You need to get on it. It's absolutely free. And Megan and the entire crew over there can get you signed up, get you started, and get you on the platform. Volunteer opportunities, even board-level volunteer opportunities, plus all kinds of lunch and learns and all kinds of ways that you can connect and network with like-minded people. So,
yeah, one thing is that nonprofits don't take the summer off. You know, I know that a lot of folks scatter over the summer, but there's still a great amount of volunteer needs. I know there's food pantry needs. There's, like you said, Meals on Wheels needs, deliveries. There's certainly organizations that need help with youth camps over the summer. I know that Jubilee has a great need for, they have a full house of students that they're nurturing every summer, and they need mentors. And all those opportunities should be available up at Share.
Absolutely. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. Folks, thank you so much. Thanks for rescheduling, and thanks for joining us today. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, and we've got Tulane Patterson joining us from the Lynchburg Kiwanis. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shrimp Fest. Last year, you had asked me off camera if I got my fill of shrimp, and I probably was a little bit more reserved. But my wife came out to Shrimp Fest, and let me tell you, Tab could make a meal out of peel and eat shrimp and wings. And that is her preferred diet. Now, she eats healthy. She eats salads throughout the day. She eats all kinds of really, really healthy stuff. She does the hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. She works out like a fiend and is in great shape. But if you are anywhere near Tab when she has peel and eat shrimp, just keep your arms and legs away from Tab.
Well, shrimp is healthy. I mean, it's good food, And Shrimp Fest, the whole thing is eating shrimp.
I Absolutely.
Mean, it's an all-you-can-eat Shrimp Fest, and so bring her on. We're ready for her.
Absolutely. So save the date, gang. It is July 27th. You can join us for the 9th annual Shrimp Fest. Tulane, tell us about the Kiwanis. And I'm going to share a little story about something that I noticed, one of the programs that you guys have. But tell us about Kiwanis in general here in Lynchburg.
Kiwanis started 100 years ago, right here in Lynchburg. It started actually in the Virginian Hotel. And my great uncle was one of the founding members.
Wow.
And so that was 1920.
Okay.
Since then, we have been running programs for kids. It's a civic organization, not a religious or fraternal organization. And basically, it's all about kids. People see the bumper stickers, "My kids are terrific kid." That's Kiwanis.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah. And that's in elementary schools where we inspire young kids to set goals and the teachers work with them for self-improvement. Then there's key clubs in high schools, which is servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we have key clubs in EC Glass, Brookville, and Forest, and Bedford High School, and just around. And then we have Circle K clubs in colleges.
Okay.
So we're all about kids. And then we expand that to playgrounds. As a matter of fact, some people may know that down on Jefferson Street, we are part of that whole city project to build a all-inclusive playground, and it'll be the only playground that will be acceptable to kids with wheelchairs and other disabilities that will be special for this community right on the riverfront. So that's what Kiwanis does. We also have a good time.
Absolutely.
We have had events. For instance, about 15 years ago, we brought Faith Prince from Broadway back to Lynchburg. So we do fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about kids. All that money that we raise goes to kids.
That's tremendous. And including this event, the 9th annual Shrimp Fest, tickets are still available. And where can they purchase those?
That's a good question. They are still available, but I will say to your listeners, we sold out last year.
Yeah, we did.
So you can get them at the Kiwanis website, and there's a little button you can push to go get tickets. You can get them on our Facebook, or if you want to go to Givens bookstore, you can get tickets there as well. Those are our main three outlets. Most people bought them online, and but we have we've sold a quarter of our tickets, and we have 6 weeks left, and it's going to be a sellout. And you know, really, it should be. I mean, I'm going.
Absolutely.
I personally drive down to North Carolina on Friday, pick
nice.
Up the shrimp Saturday morning. It is fished out of the ocean Friday night, and it's put in coolers. I'll bring probably 400 pounds of shrimp back.
Wow.
And I drive back Saturday morning and Saturday night, fresh from the ocean the night before. You will be eating all the shrimp you can eat. And plus fixins. Yeah. And fixins are things like this year we're having grits so that you can have shrimp and grits.
Nice.
And other types of fixins. Of course, the shrimp is the star.
Yeah.
And but you know, you're going to have a full – if you leave hungry, it's nobody's fault but your own, because there's all you can eat shrimp. We'll have music. You will be there as our DJ. And the other thing we have is we're going to have about 16 to 18 gifts to be raffled, travel, meal, restaurant types of things. So, so we're going to make it a fun event. It's
very,
a great community
cool.
event.
So you got the silent auction items, and this year, as it was last year, will be held at Randolph College.
Correct. At Randolph, back in the it'll be inside and outside.
Okay.
We'll have tents up, and the music will be outside. So you bring a lawn chair if you want. We'll have cornhole. But if it's a sticky July evening, you can go inside and it's air conditioned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tickets are available right now. $40 in advance for 12 and older. $45 at the gate if tickets are even available.
If tickets are available, yeah, that's a good point.
And it did sell out.
Yes, and it should.
Yep.
I mean, you don't get this kind of fresh shrimp.
No.
And somebody to cook it for you and somebody to clean up the shells.
and it's all you can eat, people.
Yeah.
$40 in advance, and then kids 6 and 11, 15 in advance, or $20 at the gate.
Yeah.
Kids 5 and under are free. This will take place, gates open at 4:30, food between 5 and 7 p.m., plus entertainment. I'll be your MC. It was a great time last year.
It was a good time, and you know, it's just a hangout time. It's good food. You listen to the music that we know. You know, it's frankly designed for our crowd, which would be 70s, 80s, oldies, 90s.
Yeah.
It's just a good place to bring your friends and hang out. Like I said, you can bring your lawn chairs and listen to music outside, or you can go inside. But it's just a good hangout thing. And this year, our charities that we are supporting are Amazement Square, Iron Lives, and Miriam House. So we are not only supporting Kiwanis, but we're supporting charities that support children.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from those organizations as well. They have an opportunity to talk at the event. In between stuff, you have a chance for some of the kids last year, some of the kids that were impacted through the Kiwanis, either through scholarships or whatever, they had a chance to be recognized.
We have $1 million fund that we give scholarships every year. As a matter of fact, this afternoon I'm going to a meeting, and we're looking at the applicants, and we will give scholarships to I don't know how many kids, but we give about $30,000 a year to kids to go to college.
Wow.
And that's from local kids right here.
That's tremendous. The Terrific Kids program, that Kiwanis has in the elementary schools. My youngest daughter is 9. And she was presented with one of the Terrific Kids awards, as were a whole bunch of other kids. And I remember looking at these kids and going, you know what? This might be the first time in this kid's life that they ever had won an award or were recognized publicly, you know, as part of their community. And just the smiles on their face, and they were just beaming for being recognized for their accomplishments, and I was like, this is what these kids need in order to feel like, hey, you know, I set goals and I worked really hard, and now this is the epitome. This is you know, my award for setting those goals, working hard, achieving those goals. And it was just a very, very special moment. A lot of parents, you know, they go to these things, they're like, oh, come on, you know, I gotta be here for my kid. Yeah. And I just looked around and I was like, this is just so special. And it was all part of the Kiwanis.
Terrific Kids is really special. It's positive reinforcement. I mean, if we're going to make this world a better place, and Lord knows we need to, we got to start with the kids. The neat thing with Kiwanis is we've been doing it for 100 years. I mentioned Faith Prince. Mm-hmm. She received a scholarship out of high school from Kiwanis to go to Cincinnati University. And some of you who know who she is won a Tony Award for Guys and Dolls.
Wow.
And has been in numerous Broadway shows. And that's just one person that some people know that we have touched the life of. But we've touched the life of thousands of kids over 100 years. It's really special.
That's tremendous. Yeah. And we're looking forward to, we live downtown, so we're looking forward to that playground going in at Riverfront Park on Jefferson Street.
They're working on it now.
It's going to be tremendous. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tulane, thank you so much
for
joining
us. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. Folks, get your tickets now. If you just search Lynchburg Kiwanis Shrimp Fest, you'll find the event on Facebook, and then there's a link to purchase the tickets right on that event page. And here it is. You can purchase the tickets online. Do it right now, because you can get them for $40, all you can eat, general admission for adults, and youth 6 to 11, $15 in advance. You don't want to wait for the door. Don't wait at the gate expecting to purchase tickets at the gate. They won't be there. Yeah. So purchase your tickets in advance. It is the 9th annual Kiwanis Shrimp Fest. That's July 27th. So get on there, get online, and we'll link this up on our social media at The Mike Show VA. Tulane, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get stupid. We've got your stupid criminals in the news, but we've got the good news for you as well, and we'll share that. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Here we go. A couple in Florida. Let's go directly to viral videos. A couple in Florida posted a video after their dog's ball rolled into a lake behind their house. And an alligator stole it. Now, they've had run-ins with the alligator before. They call him Petey.
No, Petey, sad.
Oh my God, wait. So good. Honey, he literally took the ball. So basically, Finley booped the ball over the fence, and now our alligator just
stole it and is taking it across the pond. You lost your ball, Finley. I'm sorry. Pangea Petey took it.
So when the video continues, Petey released the ball, and this woman's guy went out to retrieve it from the edge of the lake. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. Okay. So people are divided over a video, and it's of a mom who played dumb to get better seats on a plane. It was a flight to Dubai, so it's not a quick trip. She and her two kids were in a row together, but it turns out that none of the seats were theirs. They all actually had middle seats. The mom acted confused when a couple showed up expecting to sit where they were supposed to sit, their actual seats. The flight attendant eventually helped work things out so she and her kids could sit together. But several other passengers had to move to make that happen. Here, listen.
69 ENF.
Oh, this is 68.
This is 69. It says 69. 67, 68, 69. What seat are you?
Well, we're
we're scattered, but we're together.
Right.
We had one window. I don't know. I wanted the kids to all be together.
So you have 69B? 68 feet, so it's not together.
I mean, we could take these two seats over here.
Okay, well, the video was shot by the guy who really had those seats. It's a huge plane, four seats in the middle of the aircraft. So I don't know, man. You know, it's like, anywho's. Today is National Martini Day, so we did a supercut of the famous martini line from James Bond movies, also along with some parodies.
Medium dry martini, lemon peel, shaken, not stirred.
Vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred.
Do I look like I give a damn?
Would you get me a medium dry vodka martini?
What
a shaken, not stirred.
You can't beat a dry martini, shaken, not stirred, in the pub round the corner from Spy HQ.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Perfect. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Okay, let's save that one for stupid criminals. We'll save that one as well. We'll save that one for good news. And then we'll turn to sports. Let's go to sports right now. One of the most beloved figures in professional sports, baseball legend Willie Mays, died yesterday. He was 93 years old. Here is Willie being asked if he's the best ever, along with how he likes to be remembered. Here we go. This is from the 2022 HBO documentary entitled Say Hey, Willie Mays. Here, listen.
Are you Willie Mays, the greatest baseball player of all time?
I don't do that.
So many things happen with me on the baseball field that I could just look back and just replay every moment. I never had a day where somebody would not come up and say, I saw you make a play, I love you because of what you did for me, and it made me feel very, very proud because not only did I play baseball for the people, they enjoyed what I did.
Music, please. Here we go. Willie Mays retired in 1973 with 660 home runs, 3,283 hits. He won the World Series only once in 1954. He also served in the U.S. Army 2 years prior to that win. Okay, so this was the catch. In Game 1 of the World Series, Willie Mays made what is famously known as the catch in center field as he ran back to catch the ball that was going over his head. He extended his glove, and as he was facing the wall, the ball ended up in his glove. Here is the radio play-by-play.
There's a long drive, way back in center field, way back, it is. Oh! Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
And he makes a miraculous catch as he stops a step short of the wall.
And he immediately turned to throw the ball back to the infield. His hat went flying off and he landed on the ground on his side. It was Willie's New York Giants versus the Cleveland Indians. Let's see. Okay. Comedian? We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's National Martini Day, here's comedian Tom Papa talking about drinking.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. It's right. This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy. Right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. really. You order a martini at the end of the day, you're telling everyone in that room, you know what, I woke up this morning, looked myself in the mirror and said, today is going to be the day. Once again, it didn't work out. So I'm going to drink three of these, say something inappropriate to that waitress over there, pass out, and try again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show, Wednesday Hump Day Edition. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, police in Lakeland, Florida got a call about a disturbance on Saturday, and the suspect was gone by the time they got there. But they ID'd him as 38-year-old Joshua Garrett. Turns out Josh was already wanted for violating his probation in connection to a burglary case. So they decided to track him down to his workplace nearby and confirmed that he had walked inside, but no one saw him leave. So they started searching the building. They eventually found him hiding in the ceiling after his phone started ringing. They looked up, saw a few ceiling tiles were displaced. Then they saw his hand sticking out through some insulation. They booked him on the warrant and tacked on two more charges for criminal mischief and resisting arrest. And then there is this. Goodness gracious. Every parent makes mistakes, but this is huge. Someone in Iowa City, Iowa, was driving through town at 7:45 p.m. on Friday when they spotted a 3-year-old boy walking down the street with a loaded handgun. They pulled over and took the gun away. Then his mom, 31-year-old Samantha Hall, showed up and took him home. She told police she was cleaning and didn't realize he had walked off, and she had left the gun on a nightstand where he was able to reach it. Thankfully, no one was hurt. She's facing charges for child endangerment and making firearms available to a minor. Let's see. Do we have sound on any of this? I think we do. Okay. More than 50 people got trapped in a coal mine in Pennsylvania while they were on a tour. It took a few hours, but everyone was brought back up safely. Here are some of the visitors that were stuck and rescuers talking about the experience.
There was some sort of mechanical error, and we had to come up through the emergency capsule. So me and the kids came up, and we're still waiting for my husband.
A lot of the kids had fun. They wanted to go back down again and do it again.
You were in this little tube of solid rock. I've never experienced anything like that.
It's the first time we've ever been in a coal mine. Probably the most thorough experience we'll ever have.
Mm-hmm. All right. A fast and strong piglet in California led police on a foot chase when they tried to grab it, because the piglet was running all over the highway. Here's some of the audio from a police body cam when the officer was in pursuit of the piglet.
Let's try and drive him into this yard here. Stay there, dude. Come on, man. All right, you gotta grab him.
A failed arsonist in New Mexico caught himself on fire while he was attempting to burn down his ex-girlfriend's house. Here is a witness to the crime, Daniel Provine, talking about what he saw.
When I first heard the explosions, like the popping tires, I came out, saw the orange light coming through my front window, opened the door, and just saw the tree engulfed. The instant karma of the situation was weirdly satisfying, but to see that he managed to get back to his truck and drive off and, you know, managed to make an escape before anyone really noticed was unfortunate.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 105-year-old just got his master's degree from Stanford, 83 years late. She finished all her classes back in 1941, but never finished her senior thesis because Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Stanford doesn't have a thesis requirement for a Master of Arts degree anymore, so they decided she deserved her diploma. Here is Virginia Hislop and her granddaughter talking about getting the degree.
From time to time, I wish I'd finished and gotten my master's. Part of it was the fact that I have been a college director for a good number of years, and I didn't have the advanced degree and some of the other ones did.
So much gratitude. She's believed in all of us and cheered us on all the way through, and that we get to cheer her on now is pretty cool.
My goodness, I've waited a long time.
You had a problem. I'm glad.
I'm thrilled for her. I feel like this is the crowning glory of her amazing career. This is her Lifetime Achievement Award.
And there you go. That is the good news. It is the Mike Show Wednesday edition. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?